This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Hollywood Boulevard on a February evening. This is the place with the sidewalk with all the stars and the names. I've just gone by Frank Sinatra and Alfred Hitchcock and James Cagney and Alex Trebek. And I've come along here to a little place, almost kind of a storefront, but it's a theater. And tonight, there's the performance of a play called All About Walking.
Well, these boots are made for walking, and well, that's just what they're gonna do. One of these days, these boots, well, they're gonna walk all over you. It's fast enough for you, old man.
He's not a leading man. He doesn't drip movie star glamour, but there is something about the actor Christopher Walken. He won an Oscar in The Deer Hunter. He is good at the craft, but it's that stilted speech, the hipster body language, the mocking self-awareness, the blazing wattage and the bulbs behind the eye sockets. He is so weird, so riveting. He's like a natural resource to be mined by comics and impersonators.
Two little mice fell in a bucket of cream.
So All About Walken at the Paul G. Gleason Theater in Hollywood is a show that is entirely an homage to Christopher Walken. Seven impersonators doing scenes from movies, from Saturday Night Live skits, from those Walken moments that are embedded in the culture like small jewels.
I tell you this because as an artist, I think you'll understand.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
The show's writer, producer, director, and one of the Walkens is Patrick Sullivan.
There were so many people that were good at it, but they were different. And it was becoming popularized by, like, Jay Moore.
Don't make me tell you again about the scooching.
And then you see Kevin Spacey do it on Saturday Night Live.
Chewie here tells me you're looking for passage to the Alderaan system.
And Kevin Pollak did one last year in The Aristocrats.
It involves my whole family. My uncle stopped him and said, it's crazy.
And you start to realize that it's kind of like this movement where everybody loves the attempt at impersonating him, whether they're good or not. So many people try to do it, you know?
I'd like to do it for you. Macbeth by William Shakespeare.
Hello, little man.
To be or not to be? No, it's a question.
When you say that so many people try to do it and do it well and they're all different, how could you possibly all be different and still all be doing Christopher Walken?
You know, there's so many things to study in his physicality, his voice, the pauses, that I think different people hit on different things. So it gives you this variety where you're going, wow, those are all, in some way or another, walking.
Like a virgin. Touched for the very first time.
Over the course of the run, we've had two Asian walk-ins, three female walk-ins, one African-American walk-in, you know, walk-ins in their 20s, walk-ins in their 50s. And I wanted that spectrum because I knew the joke would get old, so you had to have that much variation within the show.
Sometimes, when I'm driving on the road at night.
Hello, little man. Boy, I sure heard a bunch about you.
She knows him.
What?
She knows him. She knows him.
Some of the people in this performance have done Christopher Walken impersonations before.
Right.
Some of them hadn't.
No.
They're just actors.
So when they came in, I said, don't worry about it. Okay, I think the best example is probably Lily.
I can anticipate the explosion.
Because she came in, and she's, you know, 20-something-year-old blonde woman.
Sound of shattering glass.
She'd done impersonations before, but she hadn't done walking.
Flames rising out of blowing gasoline.
But she's a comedian. And she's an actress. So I said, look, go home, pick three things that he does, and do them so extreme that people will just appreciate that you even went there.
My name is Lily Holloman. I play Christopher Walken. I'm actually 5'2".
This is it about actors. Lily looks about as much like Christopher Walken as she does James Carville.
And on the left side, I'm James Carville.
She does him, too.
Joe, this war was inevitable, but did it go far enough? Does this administration have what it takes to finish the job?
That is terrifying.
If you had never done a Christopher Walken impersonation, what led you to try out for the cast in this play, which is, you know, pretty much, that's the gig.
Yeah, I knew so many people, that was their thing, Christopher Walken impersonations, you know, that it's just like this ongoing joke, and I just thought it would be funny if I did it.
Maybe it happened differently. What do I know?
Another interviewer quoted me by saying that I've done James Carville before. I just like to do weird older men. I didn't mean it that way at the time, but that's how it came out.
Yeah. And so how did you get it? How did you get Mr. Walken?
So I fessed up to Patrick. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. He's like, it's okay. He's just like, just go, oh, and I was like, oh. And he's like, yeah, you can do it.
Is there more to Christopher Walken than...
No, I mean, he's just one of those people. I was actually talking to my therapist about him. And she said, you know, I've met him before. And he's not trying to do anything. He's just... truly bizarre. He is truly unique and just lives as himself. And people fight to do that every day, you know? And the fact that he goes, ah!
Part of the charm here is the lack of pretension. These are Hollywood actors, but the show runs just one night a week, Mondays, because they're all doing this around other things. And the show's creator, Patrick Sullivan, for instance, he's a waiter at a famous old showbiz restaurant. Monday is his only night off.
Can you teach me to do a Christopher Walken impersonation? Why do you,
I think I can.
Okay. Tell me what you did when you woke up this morning.
I got up and I tried to be quiet so I wouldn't wake up my wife.
I got up and tried to be quiet so I wouldn't wake up my wife.
I got up and tried to be quiet so I wouldn't wake up my wife.
See, you've already got the pattern. Okay, now you got to add the rasp. So you say, I got up and tried to be quiet so I wouldn't wake up my wife.
I got up and tried to be quiet so I wouldn't wake up my wife.
Right. You're on your way.
Well, these boots are made for walking, and well, that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots, well, they're going to walk all over you. Okay, here we go. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
There's more to come on day to day
from NPR News.